Communities hit by Memorial Day weekend storms band together after violent start to holiday. Brandon Finney didn't go to church on Sunday, May 26, but he still spent the morning thanking God. At least 15 people were killed by tornadoes that cut a path of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, starting late Saturday and into Sunday morning. 7 fatalities were reported in Cook County, Texas. The dead included 2 children, ages 2 and 5, Texas's Cook County Sheriff Ray Sappington said. Cook County includes the small community of Valley View, which was among the hardest hit areas. 3 family members were found dead in one home, Mr. Sappington said. It's also where Mr. Finney lives with his daughters, ages 3 and 5. Saturday night's tornado plowed through a rural area, hitting Mr. Finney's RV and destroying others in a park near Valley View. As he stood in front of his overturned RV Sunday morning, Mr. Finney recounted the events of the previous night. He put his little girls to bed and prepared for bed himself. He knew severe weather had been forecast, and he grew concerned when the wind suddenly calmed. He got his children out of bed, and they went to the community storm shelter. "I've been in too many tornadoes. I know when it's coming," he told the Epoch Times. Tom and Lynn Graham rode out the tornado in their motor home just yards away from the shelter Mr. Finney and his daughters were in. Ms. Graham said the force of the wind pushed in the expandable sections of the camper and blew out the vehicle's windshield as Mr. Graham struggled to keep the sections from closing completely. "The wind was really strong," he told the Epoch Times. On Sunday morning, the camper's interior was littered with debris from other RVs in the park. But the couple said they are grateful to be alive. Since they live in the RV full-time, it is heavily loaded with all their possessions. Fortunately for them, the vehicle was partially shielded by the RV park office. Mr. Graham said that is likely what kept the vehicle upright. "That probably saved us," he said. Just a few rows over, Terry Showers got a message from a former neighbor. She warned him that the weather he had been watching was likely to spawn a tornado. So, he got into his car and drove a few miles south to park in a Walmart parking lot. After the storm passed, he drove home. The drive, which had taken minutes before the storm, stretched into 3 hours as crews worked to remove trees and down power lines from the road. Sunday morning, the disabled truck driver stood in front of his destroyed camper and acknowledged his uncertain future. He expressed gratitude for friends and neighbors who have come to his aid. "It helps when people really love you and care," he told the Epoch Times. The owner of the Lake Ray Roberts Marina outside of Sanger, Texas, was also grateful. Considering the storms hit at the beginning of the 3-day Memorial Day weekend, he was glad there were no fatalities at his crowded marina. Corey Williams has been the marina's operations manager for 10 years. He said the marina has had storm damage in the past, but nothing to match the devastation of Saturday's tornado. 2 of the marina's 9 boat sheds were destroyed, and the rest sustained some damage. In addition to the hundreds of boats sunk, swamped, or seriously damaged, the marina's RV park was flattened. Mr. Williams told the Epoch Times that several people were injured in the RV park, one of them seriously. One couple sleeping in their boat did not hear the alarms sounded by marina personnel and was trapped. Marina personnel rescued them and got them off their vessel unharmed. "Because of Memorial Day weekend, that was our primary fear," he said. "Luckily, I think a lot of people went home for the night." According to Mr. Williams, the most immediate impact on his business is the destruction of the fuel dock, store, and boat rental office. Still, he said that is an issue that can be corrected with insurance and time. "It's rough, but it could have been worse," he said. At the marina's RV park, the aroma of sunblock and diesel fuel wafted from the wrecked campers, boats, and golf carts. Chad Wisenhunt was among the groups walking through the devastated park, gathering debris and belongings of the park inhabitants. While he doesn't live in the park, Mr. Wisenhunt said he feels a responsibility to help. He says that while this is one of the worst storms to hit his community, it isn't the first. He said helping neighbors in need is what's expected in Sanger. In this day and age, we all go through times of trials, and it's just a natural thing as a human being to help somebody, Mr. Wisenhunt said. Strong community spirit. Helping is what people gathered at the Valley View Community Center to do. The metal building in Valley View's downtown was a hive of activity on Sunday morning. The four-way stop in front of the community center was busy as pickup trucks, cars, and pedestrians dropped off cases of water, boxes of food, and other relief supplies. Valley View Mayor Pro Tem Joe Wilkerson worked with other volunteers to coordinate the efforts. He told reporters that he had little in the way of official information, but he knew some things needed to be done. "We're taking in all the donations, and we're sending them out to where they are needed as we figure that out," Mr. Wilkerson told the Epoch Times. The storms also killed two people and destroyed houses in Oklahoma, where the injured included guests at an outdoor wedding. Tens of thousands of residents were without power across the entire region. "It's just a trail of debris left. The devastation is pretty severe," Sheriff Sappington said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.